WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here each week to help you discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to discover the peace and the joy that is your birthright as a divinely created being. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. If you want to be inspired to live a happier and healthier life, or to discover the thousands of simple tools that are available to help you do that, or if you want to feel more love in your life, or feel more connected with your own higher self, and if you want to create more joy or peace or beauty in the world, then you're in the right place. On Inner Divinity, we are committed to healing our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, to remembering the truth of who we really are. We focus here on spirituality rather than on religion. So if you long for any of that, then tune in every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Spiritual growth is our passion here, in part because we've had to learn to access a power greater than our individual selves in order to heal deep wounds and make living worthwhile. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it and watched countless others do it as well. Mostly, all we need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, accept, and then release whatever has blocked our connection with the divine source of all life. Call that God or Great Spirit or Goddess or Universal Spirit. In my experience, it doesn't really matter what we call it, but it matters greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often subconscious, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin reclaiming who we really are, to release those blocks and begin embracing our God-given birthrights to feel whole, happy, and at peace in mind, in body, and in spirit. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and a spiritual life coach with a master's in counseling psychology, and my co-host is Sage Woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our shared passion is helping anyone who wants to grow, who wants to awaken to the truth of who they really are, and to share the many ways that we've discovered for doing so. We follow many of the teachings of our Native American ancestors, and we both know way too much about releasing pain, about how to heal, because we've had to learn in order to keep living. Feeling connected with divine power and taking action from that deep, unconditional love that lives inside of us can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We give you the tools and the inspiration to begin living the life you've always wanted to live. And we hope that you and all of your friends join us right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Divine Spirit is alive in you. We know that because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When Spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, you carry that divine spark of life and the power and the love that it holds right inside of you. And because of that inner divinity, you have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other type of suffering that you've been doing. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. We begin that journey each week with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true, and to let ourselves move if we want to, so the body can actually feel the spirit moving inside of it. We also want to let you know that there's a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. So thanks so much for joining us today, and we hope you stay tuned for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
spirits. That, of course, was the amazing Michael Jackson singing Man in the Mirror, one of my favorite songs of all time. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a holistic spiritual coach, and I am your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity, and it's a show that's focused on empowering our highest self, that connection with the divine essence that lives inside each and every one of us. And we focus here each week on discovering the tools and hopefully the inspiration so that we can live happier and healthier and more spiritually connected lives. And I just want to give a big shout out to my new co-host, Sage Woman. She has covered for me the last couple of weeks. I've had a wonderful break. And I just want to thank her so much. She's doing such an amazing job. And you can go to the Facebook page for this show, which is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and give her a big hug for doing such an incredible show. She has great energy, and I'm just so thrilled and so thankful to have her as my new co-host. She's in Austin today, so I just wanted to give her a big shout-out and say thank you so much, Sage. Hope you and Ari are having a wonderful time down there in Texas. And so today what we're going to be talking about is this incredible little book that's just come out this year. And what I think is amazing about this little book, it's called E Squared, is that literally it takes all the ancient metaphysical wisdom, all the teachings from the great prophets, from Jesus to Buddha to Krishna, to Lao Tzu, and all the great philosophers, Socrates, Plato, all of them, and wraps it all up in really simple, everyday American language and makes it really, really simple to use. And so the actual name of the book is called E Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Experiments to Prove That Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. And it's wonderful because you don't have to set aside your reason. You just get to do these experiments, and you know, they work. So we're going to talk about that. The book, again, is called E Squared. It's by Pam Grout, but it's a very inexpensive little book, and it is very, I'm just hearing a lot of buzz about it everywhere. And we're going to talk about those 9 experiments, and I'm going to tell you how some people have been using them. And before we get into that discussion about E Squared, I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners. We are a public listener-supported radio station here, and we could not do this radio station without all the volunteers. Everybody here is a volunteer, and without the support from all of our listeners. So I just want to thank you so much for tuning in today. You are what makes WAIF 88.3 FM. You're what makes it work. So thank you so much for listening. And thank you to all the people who comment on the Facebook page for this show and let me know that they enjoy it. Also want to let you know about underwriting on WAIF. If you have a business and you would like to get your business information to our listeners, WAIF offers incredibly affordable rates. You can call one of our underwriting experts today, and they can walk you through that process. You can also get a hold of me personally through my website, my email. It's just my name, louisadyer.com. The phone number, if you want to talk to an underwriting expert here at WAIF, is 513-351-1538. And find out how you can get your business information to our listeners. We'll help you reach our community with your message. It's a win-win for everybody. So, we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, either myself or my co-host, Sage Woman. So I hope you and all your friends join us here every week, where we focus on, really, what can we do to be happier people? What can we do to feel more alive, to feel more connected, to actually be empowered instead of feeling like victims of our circumstances? You know, I've worked with people all my life, really, but I've done counseling work since 1986. And what I have seen over and over and over and over is what you believe is what's going to be true for you. It's like there's this old saying somewhere, I can't remember who said it, of if you believe it's true, if you believe you can, you probably can. And if you believe you can't, you probably can't. Because it's what you believe that makes it so for you. And there's lots of reasons for that, and we could get into all these discussions about quantum physics, but I don't really think we need to go there. Because there is this wonderful little book called E Squared by Pam Grout, and we're going to talk about that today. The subtitle of the book is 9 Do-It-Yourself Energy Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. That's right. She actually says in there that it proves, and you can use those experiments to prove that for yourself. I want to start this discussion with a quote by Albert Einstein, who most people have at least heard of. He's one of the most brilliant minds of the last century. And Albert Einstein says, everyone who is seriously involved in the pursuit of science becomes convinced that a spirit is manifest in the laws of the universe, a spirit vastly superior to that of man. I would say to that of humankind, because it's vastly superior to that of women as well. But anyway, the great scientists know that what goes on in our universe cannot be explained by what we call the laws, the Newtonian laws of physics, cause and effect and all of that. There's something much bigger that's going on, and that's spirit. And the great news about that for each and every one of us in terms of our daily lives is that that spirit lives inside of us. It is where we draw our breath from, quite literally. And because of that inner divinity that lives inside of us, we can learn how to access the power and the love that is in that spirit. It's because it's inside of each and every one of us, as well as all around us in the whole universe. So these 9 experiments that Pam has listed in this book are easy, they're simple, and it's something that every one of us can do for ourselves. And there are principles, of course, that go with each experiment. And she gives you the principle, and then she gives you a way to prove it for yourself. And believe me, I've done these experiments and know some other people who have, and they work. So I'm hoping that it's something that will let you realize, just hearing about it, that you have the power inside of you to change external circumstances by changing what you think. It's really the only thing that does change what's going on externally is when you make a shift internally. So these 9 principles that she's talking about in this book and then gives you the experiments to each one, I will tell you the principles first, and then we'll talk about the experiments. The first principle is there is an invisible energy force or field of infinite possibilities. I call that the field of consciousness. She calls that the IP, the infinite potentiality, or the field of infinite possibilities. And then she gives you an experiment to prove that that invisible energy, that invisible power exists. The second principle is you impact that field and you draw from it according to your beliefs and expectations. You know, that always makes me think of, I had a very severe illness in 1980, and that's actually how I got involved in psychology. It's how I got involved in wanting to understand how the mind creates what's going on in the body, because I had this very severe illness, and I didn't know it until I found out through a lot of inner work that it was coming from a belief that I had had since I was 11 years old, and it was unconscious. I didn't even know it was there, but when I started having this dreadful disease process going on with my body that was excruciating and was going to require surgery, it gave me the incentive to figure out what is going on here. And when I got to the root of what was going on with my body, it was this thought, this vow, actually, that I had made with myself when I was 11. And when I cleared that vow, and I did it just by saying three or four simple sentences, my body was immediately healed, literally from 1 minute to the next. It was just like that. Boom. That's when I said, oh my gosh, I have to know more about this. And that is what propelled me on this whole path of understanding how what we think affects not only what's going on in our bodies, but everything that's going on in our lives, whether or not we're financially prosperous, whether or not we have good friends, whether or not we, you know, have a good job, no matter what it is that's going on in our lives, it is happening as a result of what we really think. And most of the time, those thoughts aren't even conscious. It's below our level of consciousness. There are a lot of other factors that influence what's going on in our lives other than just our thoughts. But we're not going to get into all that today. We're just going to talk about the effect that what you believe, even if you don't know you believe it, all you have to do is look at what's going on in your life and you can tell what you believe, whether you know it or not. Because what's going on in your life is a reflection of what you believe on some level. The good news is you can always change it once you discover what it is. Okay, so the third principle is you too are a field of energy. So there is this invisible field called the field of consciousness is what I call it. That's principle one. Principle two, you impact it and draw from it according to your beliefs and your expectations. And you are actually a part of that field. You are a field of energy yourself. And she gives you an experiment to prove that as well. The principle number four, whatever you focus on expands. Now, every spiritual teacher throughout time has talked about this in one way or the other. Whatever you focus on expands. And the corollary to that, obviously, is what you resist persists. And the reason that what you resist persists means that it's the same thing. You're focused on what you don't want, so you're going to get more of it. So the key is, the trick is, to focus on what you want, who you are, what's important and what's good, rather than what isn't. And then principle and experiment number five is that your connection to that infinite field, that field of potentiality or the field of consciousness, your connection to that provides accurate and unlimited guidance. Now, that's what David Hawkins' writings have been about, is through kinesiology, muscle testing, you can find out anything you want to know through that field of consciousness. And principle number six in Pam Grout's book, your thoughts and consciousness impact matter. And then she gives you an experiment to show how that's true. Principle number seven, your thoughts and consciousness provide the scaffolding for your physical body. In other words, the structure and the function of your body. Just like I was telling you with my story in 1980, that comes from your beliefs and your assumptions and your expectations. And then experimental principle number eight, you're connected to everything and everyone else in the whole universe. And again, every spiritual teacher throughout time has said that in one way or the other, we are one. There is one energy in the whole entire universe, and we're all part of it, and it's part of us. So at a very centered level, we're all one. Now, of course, we're all individuals, and we think what we think, and we believe what we believe. But underneath that, at the essence, we are all one, and that's just the way it is. And that has been proven over and over and over for the last 100 years, that that is the truth. And experiment number nine, the last one, is that the universe is limitless. It's also abundant, and it's strangely accommodating. Now, if you know anything at all about quantum physics, that is what was proven with the unified field theory, which was finally proven a number of years ago by Dr. John Hagelin and a number of other physicists. And they've been working on that for a long time. And basically, that's what the unified field theory shows. And it's now been proven with hundreds, if not thousands, of scientific experiments that this unified field, of which everything is a part, and everything is part of, and it's part of everything else, it is self-replicating. It is harmonious within itself. It is drawn to what serves itself, what is beneficial to itself. And it is moves away from what does not serve it. So you could say that it's loving at the very least. So we're going to talk about each one of those principles a little bit more and those theories. And I'm going to tell you the experiments that you can do for yourself. And I'm not going to try to tell you every one of them because we don't have time in an hour show. But I'm going to tell you a couple of them that you can do for yourself. And then I really hope that you go on the website, I mean the Facebook page for the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and tell us about your experiments and how they work. Because I know they work. I've done them. Some work better than others. Some work better for some people than other people. But they work. And thousands, if not millions of people at this point have been using the experiments to show themselves that they have power over what they're experiencing. You have the power of God inside of you. You can call that the field of possibility. You can call that the infinite field of consciousness. You can call that the Great Spirit or God. You can call that whatever you want to. But that essence of life itself, no matter what you call it, is alive and well inside of you and me and everyone else who's breathing. Because without it, the body's dead. It's just that simple. So we're going to take a little musical break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So I hope you stick around. We're going to hear an incredible little song that sums up how I'm feeling in this moment really well. I'll see you back in a few moments. Enjoy.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me.
course, was Miss Etta James. Don't you just love her? Before that, we heard Nina Simone doing Feeling Good. And you know what? That's how I'm feeling here on this incredibly gorgeous fall day in Southwest Ohio. Welcome back, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to Inner Divinity on 88.3 FM in Cincinnati. We're also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Louisa Dyer, and I am your host here, along with my co-host, Sage Woman, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. And we are talking every week about what we can do to feel more connected with our own spirit, with our own power, with the love that we're made out of. We talk every week about how to turn into that divinity that I know lives inside each and every one of us. And, you know, I have read thousands, literally thousands, maybe tens of thousands of books in my life, having been a voracious reader since I was 3 years old. But regardless, in terms of spiritual books, I've read literally thousands of them. And some of them are easy to understand, some are not. Some of the books on physics and spirituality combined are very hard to understand. But what I have discovered over 30 years of really focusing on spirituality and personal growth is that all those books say the same thing. There's nothing new written under the sun. It's one of the reasons that I don't really enjoy reading articles in newspapers or magazines anymore, because no one ever says anything new. Everything's already been said. But when I hear somebody's personal story of how they have used those truths that have been said in so many different ways, then that's inspiring to me, because each one of us uses those truths in a way that is unique to who we are. And so it's beneficial for all these different things to keep getting written, because somebody new writes them in a new way. And what I love about this little book that we're talking about today, E Squared by Pam Grout, is she puts it in really, really, really simple American language. She takes all the spiritual principles that I have just literally exploded my brain studying over the years, and she puts them into very simple language. And then what I love is that she gives you very simple experiments to prove each one of these 9 principles that every spiritual teacher throughout time has talked about in one way or the other. Now, if you like really left-brained, analytical, logical, very clearly presented information, then I recommend that you read Dr. David R. Hawkins, because he uses incredible language and is so very clear. But his writings are not for everyone. Eckhart Tolle says the same thing that David Hawkins says, but he says it in a more relaxed, more metaphorical sort of way. And it's like that with every teacher that has ever been. They say it in a way that suits not only who they are, but the times that they're living in. What I love about this little book, E Squared, is she says it in American. And she takes these very large, very complex physical, spiritual, emotional truths, and she sort of convinces them and puts them into language that pretty much any basic fifth grader could understand, and I just love that. So all of those principles that I just talked about before, that there is this infinite field and that you're part of it and that it's part of you and that your thoughts and your beliefs impact that field, all the way to the point where she gives you a way to prove that what you focus on is what you get. And the key to understanding that, because a lot of people say, well, I didn't focus on this and look what I've got. Well, that's because 90 to 95% of what goes on inside of you, you're not aware of. It's below your level of awareness. neurologists and neuroscientists have proven that over the last 15 or 20 years, that 90 to 95% of what we think and feel is below our level of consciousness. You could call that subconscious, you could call it unconscious, whatever, you're not aware of it. So the way you notice what's going on in that subconscious part of you is you look at what's happening in your life, and that is a direct reflection. And so you can change that reflection, whether that's not having enough money, whether that's weighing too much, whether that is being unhealthy in whatever way, whether that's depression, addiction, whatever. You can see if that's going on in your life, that means it's going on inside of you and is being reflected outward, because that's the way energy in this universe works. And so then you can address what's going on subconsciously, because now you have a way of seeing what's there. And if you can make it conscious and accept it, then you can work with it. And so this little book just is a way to prove to yourself that that method will actually work. And there are 9 experiments that she has you do in this book, and none of them require any equipment at all. Well, that's not true. One of them requires a coat hanger, just a wire coat hanger. And then the one we're going to talk about requires a little bit of equipment. But other than those, none of them require any equipment of any sort. It's all just you and your thinking and your time, and that's it. So, but the one I want to talk about is because it's the one that I just did with a friend of mine, and it worked. And so I was good about that. And basically the idea is really simple. Take an egg carton and put some potting soil in each of the little holes in the egg carton, and take some seeds. They can be green bean seeds or, you know, whatever seeds. If you have any seeds around, and if you don't, whatever is little inexpensive seeds, but something that germinates quickly, like bean seeds or cantaloupe seeds or cucumber seeds. Don't do something that takes forever to germinate, like tomato seeds or cherry tree seeds, some little vegetable. And you put 2 little seeds in each one of those little depressions in the egg carton with the soil in it. And of course you water it. And what you're going to do in this experiment is, by your intention, you are going to have the seeds on the left-hand side of that egg carton grow faster than the seeds on the right-hand side. And the only thing you're doing is you're just saying, you're just going to focus your attention and say, it is my intention, by my will, by my focus, I intend that these seeds on the left-hand side of this grow faster than these seeds on the right-hand side of this. And you give it 7 days, and you notice what happens. Well, I just did this experiment, and so did my housemate, and guess what? It worked. It didn't work perfectly, because we didn't have 6 growing fast and 6 growing slow on each side. It wasn't that perfect, because neither one of us perfectly know how to intend or control the energy that's coming out of it. But it worked enough that there was a very clear difference in both of our experiments between the seeds that grow on the left-hand side and the seeds that grow on the right-hand side. Very significant, clear difference. That the ones we intended to grow faster did, and the ones we intended to grow slower, well, I don't know if one's growing slower, just one's growing faster. It's that simple, and it's amazing proof. So that is, I think that was, I forget what number that was, but the principle that was there is that your thoughts and consciousness impact matter, meaning that what you think makes a difference in physical form, whether that's your body or your car or your yard or your job. Anything that shows up as physical in form matter. That's what this experiment is showing. And so the experiment, or the hypothesis, if you will, is that if you focus your attention on that row of seeds sprouting and growing faster than the ones on the other side, and you give it 7 days, and you see what happens. Well, I just witnessed 2 experiments, and both of them, it worked. It was very interesting. It's not that I didn't believe it, but it was really nice to see physical proof of that. And she also shows you in this book how to do kinesiology, which is a way to always get answers from that infinite field of possibility. And there's a lot of places that actually shows you how to, tells you how to do that. One of them being all of David Hawkins' books and all of Michelle Wright's books of Paralandra. There's whole schools dedicated to what they call applied kinesiology, or actually learning how to use muscle testing to be of benefit in some way in your life. And she tells you how to do it in here, too. It's very, very simple. I'm really always astounded that more people don't use kinesiology on a really regular basis, because it's such a simple little tool, and if you really practice it, then it is, it's like you can always tell what's beneficial and what's not beneficial. You can always tell what's true and what isn't true. And it's a very, very simple little technique that everybody can do, and so you never have to wonder about what's good for you or what isn't, or what's true or what isn't. You can find out the truth. It's just as simple as this little learning how to muscle test. So she also tells you how to do that in this book, which I thought was pretty cool. So I want to read you just a little tiny bit from the preface. We're almost out of time here today. From this book, again, we're talking about E Squared by Pam Grout. And it's 9 experiments that prove, and she's very clear about using that prove word, that what you think is what's creating your everyday experience. What you think is what's creating your reality. It's not the only thing creating your reality, but it has a huge, huge major point to play in it. And so, in the preface to this book, she talks about one way that she understands this infinite field of possibilities here. And she talks about it that, like, this invisible power that she calls infinite potentiality or infinite possibility. It's like having a space heater that's constantly available for you to use, and you're cold, and you haven't even turned it on. And I think the real reason is because we haven't even noticed it's there, or someone has told us it's there, but we don't believe it, because most of us are just oblivious to the fact that the space heater even exists. You know, we think of life as being about luck or, you know, whatever, and it's not. There's a space heater there, and if you're cold, turn it on. That's what this book shows you how to do. But that energetic field, it gives us the ability to shape and design our lives. It's really, really simple. This book, I am delighted to say, takes thousands and thousands of years of spiritual teaching and philosophical understanding and quantum physics and just summarizes it and puts it in simple language. And I'm so delighted with this book. So that's something that you can check out if you would like a little more power in your own life, a little more understanding of how you wind up in the situations you do, and a little bit more help with how to get out of situations that you would rather not be in. So I want to thank everybody so much for listening today. I've had such a good time. I'm very happy to be back with everybody this week. Sage Woman will be joining me again next week, and I'm sure we'll have a wonderful conversation about something. So I really hope you tune in again next week from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM. Our show, again, is Inner Divinity. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. If you want to find me online, you can do so at louisadyer.com. And I tell you that because if you want some help with getting in touch with that inner divinity or that field of infinite possibilities inside of your own self, there is a free higher guided self meditation on my website that I invite you to download and use. It's about 10 minutes. And it will help you get centered and grounded inside your own self, so that you can feel that infinite field of possibilities. It makes it a lot easier to work with when you actually not only know it's there, but you've experienced it inside yourself. It's pretty phenomenal, actually. So if you want some help at all, I hope you use that because it's there for you. We also, as I said before, have a Facebook page for this show by the same name called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, on Facebook. And I'd love to have your feedback on that Facebook page, what you like about the show, what you'd like to hear about, and especially if you have a personal story of how you have grown or you have changed, something that has made a transformation in your life. Love to hear that story, because I think that's one of the fastest ways for any of us to grow is to hear other people's stories, because we're all one. It makes something up in us that just reading an article or even a book is never going to do, unless it's a book like this E Squared, where we actually have experiments that we can do on our own, and then we get it on a real visceral level, you know? So, and I'm going to close out today with God Is by Faith Rivera, and she's really talking about that infinite field of possibility, that what I call the field of consciousness. Some people call it God. You can also access it with the Akashic Records, but that's what kinesiology or muscle testing is actually accessing to find out the truth. And the reason that's there is, in my opinion, because it is God. God is everywhere, in everything, in you, all around you. And I love the way Faith talks about it in this song. So enjoy. I'll see you back here next week, folks. Where I am.